Lydia Wrightson, our roving reporter from Eyesight York, ladies national singles VI tennis champion and support coach, speaks about her own experiences of VI tennis. Lydia also interviews Rob Hodge, qualified VI tennis coach with the Lawn Tennis Association. Both aim to coach people with sight loss to learn how to play VI tennis. Here they talk about what is meant by the game, and they discuss the sight they have in mind for the beginning of a new club.
So I have originally played tennis for 10 years, and I started out when I was very young, and I couldn't even hit a tennis ball to start with, and now I have come really far, and I have gone to loads and loads of tennis tournaments, and I have achieved so much, and last year I became national champion. And today we have come to have a look at the University of York sports setup, and they have a tennis centre here, and we're hoping to hopefully get something set up for York disability tennis and visually impaired tennis. We had the active Let's Get York Active Have a Go Day, and that went down really well. We had a wide range of people coming with visual impairments, and they came along to the tennis session, and it was great to see because not many of them had ever played visually impaired tennis before. So it was good for them to get an insight to what it's all about, and an awful lot of them would like to take it up like long term. And hopefully in the future we will hopefully have a tennis session here once a week, and hopefully get a lot better at playing tennis. And also it'd be great to teach some new people to play tennis, and hopefully one day get them into tennis tournaments as well.
Previously, there had been a club in York for people with sight loss to attend. After a long period of inaction, My Sight York invited Rob and Lydia to run a full morning session at a collaborative sports taster day in York called Let's Get Active. Hear their thoughts on the day and their hopes for the future.
So my name is Lydia Wrightson, and I'm the roving reporter from York, and I am here to talk about visual impaired tennis. I'm going to answer a few questions now. So, what is the future for visually impaired tennis? What do you think?
I think visually impaired tennis has got a very bright future. So from the My Sight day that we did at Energize in August, I thought we got a really good response. And we could introduce a lot of people to visually impaired tennis, and generated quite a bit of interest, I felt. So I think there's definitely some momentum to build there. So
what do you think this setup will have within for visually impaired people? Do you think it will encourage them to do VI tennis?
And why not? I mean, we've gone around the facilities. I'd say the majority of the things we've seen have been positive. We've got we've got indoor courts, which is quite important for visually impaired tennis. So again, got to start somewhere, and once we get started, keep growing.
So what is visual impaired tennis?
Visually impaired tennis is it's an adaptable version of tennis, where we play in shorter courts, have sound balls, and we can have up to three bounces for different players, or you can have for one bounce, depending on your level of sight.
If you have any interest in learning VI tennis and would like to be involved, please contact hello@mysightyork.org. That's hello@mysightyork.org.